The Utah Women's Summit is a conference dedicated to changing the way the world sees Utah women. Meet and network with other strong, educated, multi-talented, and charitable local businesswomen on May 10th at the Hilton Hotel. Visit utahwomenssummit.com for more information.
Salt Lake Underground.
Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
My name is Ryan Warwood. Also known as Dusk or Dusk Raps. I've been rapping for close to 20 years. I've been making beats for probably about 10 years. I'm a lifelong visual artist and just generally a Salt Lake hip-hop head. So I do a lot of stuff. So I make music, I do art. So I'm rapping and making beats and doing all that stuff. It doesn't really matter to me if I'm working on art for months and months and I haven't done any recording or played any shows, because it still hits me in the same place when I do it. I just don't really separate it. It's really gratifying to me to spend a lot of time doing creative stuff. Over the years, I've had a lot of people that were not discouraging me, but, you know, trying to get me to focus on one thing, and that's just not really the way that I personally operate. To me, like, if I have a bunch of shit that I'm interested in doing, then I just want to do all of it. I can't really, I can't really see, like, dropping one or the other. I just prefer to be busy just in general. So, anyway, I just had people be like, okay, well, you can rap or make beats, but you can't do both. Or also, so you're over here trying to do art and you're busy with that, but while you're doing that, and you know what I mean? Like, they're just trying to just get me to make a choice. But to me, it kind of all goes to the same place. So, you know, I just kind of just some years back just committed to being really busy. I've been doing all this stuff for longer than I haven't. So it's just something I don't really consider it to be like something I do. It's just like part of who I am at this point. Anybody that knows me on a personal level, like, knows there's not really a separation. Like, there's always something in the works. That's just the way I like to do it. So as long as the wheels are turning, like as long as I'm making something that wasn't there before, then I'm stoked. I always kind of knew as soon as I got into any sort of subculture or anything like that, that's what I wanted to do. I knew that I didn't want to, like, just go to work. Everything really is centered around that. Probably a lot easier to just, like, go get a regular job and, like, put on your tie and, like, drive to work and whatever, but I feel like I'm sure the average person probably thrives with, like, that sort of structure and things like that, but for me, like, I just wasn't interested in that. You know, I just kind of knew what I wanted to do, and I'm just, like, the type of person that I know what I want, and, you know, I'm too hard-headed to just, like, let it go. And so part of it is just some innate stubbornness. And the other thing is, too, that I saw a lot of people that were my early inspirations reach their their plateau or the point where they decided to walk away from that life.
I advise you to drive at top speed. It'll be a goddamn miracle if we can get there before you turn into a wild animal.
30 minutes. It was going to be very close.
You know, I'd run into him later or have other conversations with him, and I could tell that all these people that I'm thinking of kind of regretted it. You know, I'd run into him and talk to him. They're like, oh, man, I wish I still, you know, wish I still did all that, but, like, you know, I just got to do this. And I think that, it, to me, I feel like I've made sacrifices in pretty much every part of my life. The amount of time, like the real turning point for me, when all of my creative pursuits started to turn into something, was when I kind of just like gave up a lot of stuff, like a regular social life. I'd spend all my money on studio time or beats or art supplies. Don't go out to a party like when everybody that I know is out on the weekend, and like I'm at home by myself, like working on stuff. I've sacrificed friendships, like dating sometimes, like everything that you could, you know, when you kind of your back's against the wall and you got to make this choice or that choice. To me, like, I'm always going to choose my art. You know, when I tell them what I do to make things happen, they're just like, hell no, I would not do that. Like, good for you. Like, sticking, you know, through that, like, I can tell that you love this shit. Like, they want to be more comfy, you know what I mean? Which is, like, I have no judgment on that, but to me, I just think, like, I don't know, like, if you're really about it, then who cares about that other shit? That's, like, I don't know, like, that's just the level that I'm at. So to me, it's worth it because, I don't know, I think time goes by so fast, you know what I mean? Like, you, like, graduate high school, and then for me, like, I wake up the next day, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm in my 30s.
Dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway, and the juice was really flying, and I got loaded.
We all only get so much time, so, like, I want to spend my time doing what I want to do, because, like, that time is going to be, like, passing by so quick that I just would really hate myself if I didn't stay committed to some, you know, these things that I love to do just for, like, mere comforts or whatever, just to make it easy on myself in a way. Sometimes that is smooth, and sometimes it's not smooth. Not that it has to be like this torturous thing. Like, I don't really get into like that whole like tortured artist thing. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I love it, I'm not like, oh, like I'm suffering and whatever. It's just what it is. Like, if you want to like make something happen, even if you go and get a regular job, like, you gotta be about your shit. Things don't go smoothly necessarily in other parts of my life, like, at least I know that, like, I've got this stuff locked down, and, like, that's what is, like, really important to me. I find, like, when I get to points where I'm kind of, like, scared of what I'm doing, or I feel intimidated by, you know, I'm, like, just wondering if I've, you know, bitten off more than I could chew or whatever, like, that's the time. Go balls to the wall, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the time to, like, sit back and think about stuff. It's like, that means it's time to get busy, because I think that it goes back to that comfort level that I was talking about earlier. That's what you gotta trade. Like, if you wanna get better at something, you know what I mean? Like, you have to go through that uncomfortable learning curve or whatever. So if they're, you know, if I was talking to somebody that was younger that's trying to do like the same kind of things that I'm doing, I would just say, like, don't worry about all that other shit. Like, you need to go and just get good. Like, that's really what separates everything. That's what's going to get you up to that next level, no matter what level you're at. You know, like, there's a lot of people that try to just, like, get by with, like, politics, or you could say, I guess, or, like, that kind of thing, or, like, having connections or whatever. But, like, if your shit's not fire, like, if you're not just, like, not dope, then it doesn't matter who you know. Anybody wants to make it happen with any creative pursuit, like, there's just no... there's no substitute for just time invested, you know? Like, if you really like something, you know, music or art or writing or any other sort of thing, like, what's going to, like, make it happen for you is, like, really getting dedicated. Because, like, it's not, you know, you can do it as a hobby, but, like, if you really, like, want to make something of it, and I think this is true for myself, and it's... I basically just learned it from... really studying all the people that inspired me. Is like, they all got to a point where they just said, like, to hell with, like, all this regular stuff, and, like, I'm just gonna do this. And so if you gotta, like, sleep on a futon mattress on the floor, not have a lot of furniture, but have a drawing desk, which I've done, you know what I mean, like, all that kind of stuff, like, then that's what you gotta do to make it happen. You're scared, then that's good, because you're, like, right on the edge and you need to jump.
Regardless of what you've been told, regardless of what you don't know, that's what it is.
I would say, in the case of somebody that maybe is older and used to do, you know, have creative pursuits, and then for whatever reason, you know, life happens. If you're still interested in doing it, then you should go for it, because you just got to use your time away as your inspiration. You know what I mean? Like, I've even taken breaks, you know, here and there. And I felt like once you step away and you kind of go... live some life and do whatever. But just because, like, you're not 21 or 18 or whatever, like, that doesn't mean that you still can't contribute, you know? So I think that if you've been away from it, whatever it is, like, that time away is, like, giving you time to soak up some experiences. So that's probably could produce, like, some of your best work. I remember when I was younger and I thought I had everything figured out and I had all these great ideas, but, you know, as you get older, you're like, okay, like, I didn't really know anything. Now it's like you go through life and you have experiences and you absorb a lot of stuff. It adds a lot of depth to what you can do. I don't go to as many shows and things like that as I used to, but I always am watching, like, especially for, like, the local hip-hop scene, just to see who's doing what. And then if I see somebody that's, like, on the come up, but I can tell there's, like, points where maybe they're not sure, like, what the next step is, or I could just talk to them and kind of see, like, where the holes are in their game plan. And it's not that, like, I consider myself, like a huge expert, maybe a little bit, but, like, you know, you just see, like, to see people, like, at a certain point that were doing the same thing. Like, they're, you know, I have friends that are much younger that are visual artists, that are making beats, that are rapping, that are doing whatever. You know, they have all these other things. And, you know, through our conversations, they kind of tell me the same thing. Like, that they got people telling them that they got to choose. I feel very compelled to be like, nah, like, you don't have to choose. You got to go hard, for sure. Like, you can't be, like, playing around, but you don't have to stop doing this stuff. You just got to put in the work. I don't know. I just hate the idea of, like, somebody getting talked out of doing something they love by somebody that's probably already given up. And that's usually who that shit comes from, is like somebody that, like, whatever, it didn't work for them, so they think it's not going to work for somebody else. And to me, I just think, like, hell with that.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. You got the love I need to see me through.
You know, when I see people doing anything, I try to be encouraging, you know? Like, there's enough stuff that stands in the way of anybody with something that they want to do, you know? Like, if we're all creative people or whatever, like, we should have each other back. It doesn't have to be that competitive where you're not, like, encouraging other people to go for it. All right, so we are going to play a new song that I just recently released. It's called Young O'Shea. It's tribute, sort of, to Ice Cube, whose real name is O'Shea Jackson. One of my favorite songs of his is from the album Death Certificate, and it's called Steady Mobbin'. And I just love that phrase, and I just use it anytime that I can get away with it. But this one I made the beat on, and I recorded it with my boy Chance Lewis at his place down in Provo. I would say this one is just, like, it's pretty good example of, like, where I'm at stylistically right now. Like, when I make my own beats, I want it to be, like, real, like, lo-fi, and I want it to sound like it kind of just, like, got pulled out of the ground or something like that, just to contrast everything that's going on right now that's, like, super produced and polished, which I like too, but, like, when I make my shit, I want it to be, like, more raw. So that's what I'm going for on this one.
Stormy swirl around in my glass. We got rights where I'm from, so we're tripping on that. You know right where I'm from, see that you on my hat. Hoping for after 30, get some bees like that. Yo, your boy is home free, so check those stats. No seeds, no felonies, guess I dodged that. Bald head, dead bald, it's the guard dust raps. A dark cloud follows me wherever I go. It make me wish that I had 70. Let him get a word in so my brevity grows. I'm sticking to my new script so incredibly close. Like, that's for nothing. Imagine you do something. 10-4 young lord alive and well or nothing. Make my way through the day, they make their own deduction. My hat is like a shark spin, you know I'm up to something. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. Put my ear to the ground, what the jungle say. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I put my ear to the ground, what the jungle say. Early to rise, hear the rooster crow. I'm playing 45s, brewing boost that low. Microns and Bristol on my light table. Imagination money like O Faithful. All I need is you, honey, now don't say no. My punk rock girl plays reggae on Sunday. Don't wait to an alarm, I wait to the sun rays. Drop the tint like gunplay as I roll down a one way. High fives, not drive-bys, man, I'm so mundane. Do a buck in the rain round Dead Man's Curve. Tuck that chain, get what you deserve. Take that pain, get paid in scars. Distinguish your marks, speak to who we are.
I'll never be beautiful, I'm no star. A wolf in sheep's clothing, where's your sense of adventure? 6 hours to Vegas or 8 hours to Denver, let's go. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. Put my ear to the ground, what the jungle say. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I'm steady mobbing like a young O'Shea. I put my ear to the ground, what the jungle say.
So you just heard Young O'Shea by yours truly, Dust Graps. All right, you can catch me next on stage April 19th at Club X. I'm going to be opening for King Magnetic and Rusty Jux alongside other locals, Black Sox, Clawson, and DJ Intimidate.